All right, this is show number 236, recording this for July 22nd, 2007. My name is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. I'm joined by...
He who is not Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
He who's not, and that music is... He doesn't particularly care for that show open music. That is music that we used at the briefing for E3.
I liked what Corporeal did a lot better than that.
I can probably find that.
That was good
stuff. I have that on my show.
And that video up on Marketplace, that's good stuff. Anyone who didn't catch that needs to go watch.
You and I have a ton of stuff to discuss. Why do we have a ton of stuff to discuss? Because the last show you and I did together was...
Three weeks ago.
I think it was three.
3 weeks?
Yeah, because you were away the weekend. I didn't do one last week.
And then right.
So, yeah. And then here we are.
Okay.
So, we've got three, well, a lot of stuff to talk about, but you want to go wind the clock back chronologically and talk about it? Sure, why not?
I was going to say, how far back am I winding the clock?
Well, we're going to go back to, we made the announcement about the enhanced warranty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
It's good to see us taking care of our customers. Yep. My girlfriend's happy she's getting hers fixed.
Yeah. So, her Xbox. So the warranty announcement was pretty big. We announced that a few weeks ago, just in terms of anybody who's going to have trouble with the three rings of light, red rings of death, whatever they're calling it on the internet these days. The tubes, I believe, is how you refer to them.
Yeah, I think we made our customers happy.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
So that was big news. And then, of course, last week was E3.
Yes.
And you didn't come down to E3 this year. I was down there...
It was different this year.
So let me just explain. I arrived on Sunday, and then I spent basically Sunday evening. Sunday evening, I walked around down the 3rd Street Promenade, which if you've been to Santa Monica, you haven't?
I've been to Santa Monica, but I don't think I've ever been there.
It's like an outdoor mall. Okay. So I'm walking through, and I was in a game store, a hobby game store.
Oh, like remote control cars, that kind
of
stuff.
That and, you know, figurines and board games, just one of those kinds of stores. Anyway,
sure.
And I'm in the back, and some guys from Destructoid, like, found me. Like, hey!
We know you!
Yeah, so I was like, oh, good thing they found me there, and not in any other type of store, right?
Well, yeah.
So I saw those guys. That was Sunday night, and then Monday was the rehearsal for the Microsoft press briefing, which was Tuesday night. So I spent all day Monday over at Santa Monica High School, and that was pretty.
There's so many jokes in there. I don't know where to begin. It's like a smorgasbord.
It was. First of all, everyone thinks that, well, a high school. Well, you know, I don't want to read. I talked about it last week on my show. It was a really interesting place. How did it play for you? Besides the G4 issue.
I mean, this is a little random, but the best part of the press conference for me was the picture of you and Dirty Diva on NeoGAF.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we talked about that last... I don't know. I was talking about that with Fruit Brute and the guys from GayGamers.net, I think, last week. I don't know who it was, but yeah, that was... Big ups to the guys over there.
Yeah, that was hilarious. No, it was an interesting show. It was... I think it's a little weird for everyone because E3 this year is so unlike what E3 has ever been before, which is why I didn't go. And it was just, it was not as dramatic, it was a much smaller scale, and I think everyone in the industry and all of us gamers are just kind of like, well, we don't know what to expect, we're not sure how to feel about this.
I didn't know what to expect. In fact, I talked to some people on, like, Wednesday, and, you know, people were asking me, what do you think, and I'm like, geez, it's Wednesday, we're halfway through the show. I don't know yet. you know, I'm still trying to figure it out. I do know that a lot of the journalists liked the smaller... They didn't like the schlepping around all the different locations because there was a lot of places to go.
Right, which you would think with it being so much smaller, a few thousand people instead of 75,000 or whatever,
right,
that it would be all in one place.
Well, it kind of was, but...
But I heard that, like, I think it was Sony's stuff, for instance, most of their games were somewhere else.
Right.
And if you didn't go there, you didn't see the games.
Right, and we had all of the Viceroy Hotel. Again, I talked about this on my show last week, and then there was Barker Hangar, and there was a hotel across the street. So, yeah, it was a lot spread out, but I'm starting to see a lot of the news reports come in now that it's done and dusted that people liked it, but they want a better place. Like, I think they should just move it to Vegas. And have it in one hotel in Vegas.
Yeah, it would be easy. It would be very simple to do.
Right.
And I already saw, there were news reports last couple days on the internet that they've already decided not to go back to Santa Monica this year.
Right.
It's all rumors, but
who knows?
It sounds like it's changing again for next year.
I don't usually see rumors in the gaming industry. That's odd.
Yeah,
that's odd. So E3 was great. We'll see what happens next year. You know, people are basically giving Sony like, I think it was like a B plus, and we got a B, and Nintendo got like a C in terms of press briefings.
I mean, to really judge E3, you almost have to wait till Christmas.
Yeah,
because you're being shown all these things, and you know some of them will never happen. They're, you know, product ideas, not actual products. Some of them will slip and miss holiday. So you almost have to judge E3 after Christmas and say, of all the things they said they were going to do, which ones actually happened?
Yeah, do the retrospective.
Which ones were actually quality?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, we showed a lot of stuff that I think is going to ship.
Well, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
As a gamer, the idea of we're going to focus on things you're going to see this year,
right.
I think that's cool.
Right.
But I think a lot of people were confused because it's never been that way before.
Right.
So they were kind of like, well, is that it? And you had to explain to them, well, we were just showing things from this year. And then they're like, oh, wait, I can get all those for Christmas?
Yeah.
So
I'm laughing. You can see me laughing. Everyone else can't. So we have to provide closure. On our last show, the guy across the hall moved. He just vanished.
I'm not sure if he moved. If he was, you know, kidnapped by aliens.
Right.
He's gone.
He's not there. He's no longer there.
Yeah.
And there's another lady, and I don't know. She just moved in there. There's a couple of people sharing that office, and she was just standing on her chair trying to play with the vents. Because listeners to this show know, when I record in my office, which we're doing right now, and I will go up there and stuff the mic up there like I usually do.
Wait, why are there no vents on your vent?
That's the vent right over my desk.
But the vanes are missing on your vent.
Yeah, I took them out, and what we did is we stuffed in a piece of soundproofing in there. See it? So it's actually... So that's the way I block the air.
Okay.
So it's
because it's right above your chair.
Yeah, it's right above my chair. So anyway, I was just laughing because the woman across the hall apparently is having the same problem. She's just getting up on her thing. All right, so E3 E3 is done and dusted. That was last week, so we'll see what happens. And by the way, great job to the guys, I won't say his last name, but Chris and his team and your team for all that stuff they got up for bringing it home.
It seemed to go pretty well.
Because basically there's a team, this guy Chris runs a team that collects all the stuff from our publishers, and then he gets it ready and hands it off to your team, and you guys actually push it out to the service.
Right.
And they did a wonderful job.
There was a ton of content up this year. I still haven't watched most of it, but there's so much stuff up there.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this last week. I did tell the marketplace people, I'm like, don't put the briefing up in 9 parts. Put it up in 6 parts because that's how big the download queue is.
That's a good point.
So,
I don't know if there was any rhyme or reason to 9.
Right.
I don't
know what it is either.
But,
all right. So E3, I think we pretty much beat that one to death. Although I just chatted about it with myself last time. You and I, you know, since this is the first show that we've had. Another big piece of news this week is
Peter.
It's Peter Moore.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a wow.
Yeah, that was a wow. I had an interview, or I was called over and told, and then I was told to bring my recorder, and went into his office, and you know, and then they told me it was really, if you listen to that, I know you did, it was a hard interview to do, because Peter is, you know, you and I know have known Peter for a long time, and he's a great gamer, and the community really likes him.
Yeah, and when I listened to the interview, I was really of two minds about it, because I listened to it and I heard him talking about his family, and
right.
I got that.
Right.
Because I mean, people who listen to the show know I've got a son,
right.
And I'm pretty tied to the Northwest, and I can't imagine moving him somewhere for work. I just,
right.
He's too tied to this area,
right.
With his friends and everything. And so as a parent, I totally get Peter saying, my family needs me to be back in the Bay Area.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, just listening to it, I was thinking, wow, a lot of people are going to just not believe him.
Yeah, because we had, they didn't. But, you know, he kind of explained it. And if you go back and listen to the previous show right before this one, it was great to have him on. And I still never got his gamer tag out of him. I asked him one, right? That was my last.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I will miss him. And, you know, he promised to come on the show again. He's going to EA.
Yeah.
He's got to go to a NASCAR race now, which I would pay money to see him at NASCAR. So Peter Moore is going to go to EA, and we are picking up Don.
Yes, Don Matrick.
Don Matrick, yeah.
Yeah, and Don has been in the industry a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was at EA from 93 to 05, I think.
Yeah, that's a long time.
So, I mean, he's in the business. He knows how things work.
I was talking with somebody, and they described it this way, which I think is a little appropriate. is Peter Moore was the fuel in our rocket that got us like out of the atmosphere, and now Don Matrick will come in. He's going to be a different type of fuel,
right?
To continue this, the juggernaut that's the Xbox 360.
I've seen him speak before. I've never been introduced to him. Right. I haven't had a chance to get to know him at all. But from what I hear, he sounds like the right guy.
Yep.
And the fact that he's, you know, kind of coincidentally, he's been here consulting on some basis since, I think, February.
Yep.
So he knows the people. He knows the business.
It's good.
That's a good thing for us.
And I'm actually just, I know everyone has asked me this. I'm working on getting him on a show.
Of course.
He's just trying, frankly, he's focused on learning the people on his team.
Right.
What's going, I mean, think about it. I'm going to ask you, the listeners, when you go into a new job, I remember when I took my job here, E was one of the first, I'll never forget this story. You were one of the first people I met, and I remember you going to your office. I'm like, that guy is such a dick.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I was like, who is this guy?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but...
And what was the first thing I told you that was still true?
Yeah, I don't want to... If anybody's okay, out there, if you see me and, you know, see me in person, you ask me, I will tell you, but I'm not going to repeat it on this show.
Yeah. But, I was right, though.
But you were right. But Don, you know, he's working on getting to know his team, and he will absolutely said he'll come on the show. We had an all-hands meeting with everyone in the division, and I stood up and asked him, you know, what he thought of the community. Gave a great response. He was up there with Peter, and I said, let's get you on the show, and he said, let's do it now. So
it totally makes sense to him. I mean, right now, is he going to be able to answer any questions? He doesn't. I mean, he's still learning his way around.
Right.
So it makes sense for him to wait a little while. Right. It'll be interesting to hear him, though.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to get Don on. So, Peter, I've said it before, put it in my motto of my gamer tag, Major Nelson wishes you well, and we'll see you when you're at E3.
Yep.
Or when you're at EA, I should say. Maybe E3 next year. Who knows?
And, you know, Peter, congrats on doing that for your family. That takes a lot of guts.
What else we got here? Hey, XO7 is not happening.
No.
The XO events. So for those people that don't know what the XO events are, they are historically events that the Xbox team has in Europe. They're primarily European events. And
Canada has done one themselves. Don't leave that out.
That's fair. You're right. Canada has done an XO event. I wonder if that one's going to happen. So they're basically events where we bring all the journalists in and show them what's going on in, like, September, October. Last year, it was remember I left from Tokyo Game Show and flew around the world to go to Barcelona.
Right.
Which I didn't like.
No, Barcelona was not a hit with the major.
I didn't like that. So the XO event is not happening this year, and there's a variety of reasons. People think it's, oh, wait a minute, Peter Moore's leaving, no XO, whoa, what's going on?
Right.
That's my understanding, the way it was explained to me, is that they're going to be doing some events, they meaning the PR and marketing team, they're going to be doing some events this holiday. They're going to do some focused events frankly, are probably less expensive and get more impact.
Right. And then, in some cases, individual countries will do their thing, like Canada has.
Right.
The UK team already announced they're going to do their own show.
Right.
So, we'll see how that turns out.
Yep. I may have to go over there if AC Bongos will have me.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
AC Bongos is the... I love... Peter Moore actually told me this when he was in... When we were at E3 last week. One of the guys from the Japanese Xbox team came up to him and says, introduced himself as the Major Nelson of Japan. So AC Bongos is the Major Nelson.
The Major
of the
Nelson
UK.
Of Japan.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, we do. He's a great guy. I did some videos with them. In fact, they're up on the Japanese marketplace.
Really?
Yeah. There's a little secret for you.
I've got to go check this out.
You have to go downstairs into the operations team.
Yeah, but we've got Japanese boxes.
Right, you've got Japanese boxes.
I can pull that off.
So, yeah, so maybe I'll have to go over to Europe. But anyway, so the XO7 event, as it was previously known, kind of like E3, you know, we're redoing things this year to do them a little differently.
Right. And then, I mean, there's still other shows coming up. Leipzig's coming up.
Right.
PAX. TGS.
Yeah, PAX.
There's so many shows.
I talked about last week. My family's coming out that week.
Right.
So I'm going to be... Well,
you have your real family coming up. I kind of have my virtual family coming up.
Yeah, you've got... How many people staying in your house?
Right now, 14.
14 people. And your house is big, but it's not 14 people big.
No, it's really not. So I'm being creative around, you know, where the air mattresses and the futons are going. And the biggest problem is not flat spaces for people to sleep. It's figuring out what circuit in the house each outlet is on,
right?
Because we want so many consoles and TVs hooked up,
right?
That last year we wound up actually darkening one side of the house. We blew a breaker.
Oh, I didn't know.
So I've got to run some extension cords and rearrange some things.
Okay.
So
anyway, PAX is coming up. I'm going to be taking some member of my family to it.
That'll be interesting. Your mom at PAX would be cool.
Yeah, I talked about that last week. So, I said
I think you should do it.
I said, well, maybe I'll bring my mom. And because my mom is... I told you.
Your mom's cool. I've met your mom. Your mom's cool.
She builds her own PCs. She I didn't tell you this story. She calls me last week, and she flipped her phone number over to a voice over IP service.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So she was testing with call quality.
I've been on VoIP for a year now, and a half, something like that.
Yeah, my mom's doing VoIP. What else is she? Anyway, so I may bring her, but we'll see. Just excited about having my family out here. So anyway, there's a lot of shows. There's Tokyo Game Show coming up at the end of September, which I'll be going to this year.
Yep.
Speaking of shows.
That's one I want to go to.
And
at
I
some
met,
point.
You know, I got a stack of cards here from when I was down at E3, and I met one of the guys from Cheap Ass Gamer. Let me see if I can pull this
Cheapy
card.
Cheapy D?
Was it Cheapy D? Let me see. It was Cheapy D, yep.
Yep. So the man himself.
David was over there. Have you met him?
I have not.
He's like 12 feet tall. I mean, he's got a tower over those folks in Japan. He's huge.
Okay.
He's huge and bald, but he was great. So Cheapy D and I are going to go out when I go to Japan. He's going to show me where to get some cool stuff, like maybe my cool toilet seat that I've been talking about.
Okay, see, if I'm going to Japan, I'm going to Akihabara, and I'm bringing back some cool...
We'll go there anyway.
Yeah, but I'm not bringing back a toilet seat.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Look at all these people I met. Oh, wait a minute. We got to talk about this in a second. We'll talk about that in a minute. You know, great to see Nick from Evil Avatar. I mean, the list of the guys from Konami. People were just coming out of the woodwork and handing me their cards.
Well, you're Major Nelson.
Yeah, I know. That's because, frankly, I got a lot of them at the party we had.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about being E is nobody really knows or cares what I look like. So with the exception of, like, PAX, I'm pretty much anonymous. So
is anyone coming to PAX? If you guys are coming to PAX, we'd love to see you.
I'm sorry, you can't stay at my house.
You can't stay at E's house. All full, sorry.
But Major's house still has room.
No, it's all full. I got my family there.
Okay.
We do have... I think we're going to do a community event at PAX. I was talking with Trixie about it.
I know we've got
a big booth, but
a separate event from the booth?
Yeah, like a community meetup someplace.
Cool. Okay.
So would you be up for that?
Yeah.
Okay,
we've got to work the scheduling because we've already got a schedule with the mob that's staying at my house with things planned at various times. Mm-hmm. So we may have to work around that a little bit.
Yeah, that's causing a problem because I asked you earlier in the week if I could borrow your extra Wii controllers and you said no because I wanted my family to play it.
You can bring your family to my party.
Right. Okay. So actually, you know what I'm going to borrow is the big button controller, the big button pad.
You can't call it a controller. Yes, yeah, the big button pad.
I'm gonna see if I can borrow a couple of those when my family's out here so we can play some CNET.
That would be cool.
Which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So PAX is coming up. Boy, we're all over the place here. We got PAX. We got Tokyo Game Show. I'm going to Comic-Con next week.
I'm jealous. I want to go to Comic-Con.
So Comic-Con is the largest comic convention on planet Earth?
I suspect it is. I don't know that for a fact, but I totally believe that.
Yeah, so it's down in San Diego, as it always is, right?
Right.
And I'll be going down there.
You're going to have a blast. Well, I would have a blast, but that's much more my show than your show.
I'm going to work.
Yeah.
And I've got to work. We're going to put a bunch of stuff up on Marketplace. You're going to see Major Nelson in high def. Scary.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how good that is for our listeners.
Right. So just warning you guys right now. So I'll be up there, and I don't know when they're going to be putting the content up. So we're going to go down and shoot. I was talking with Jesse from the Heroes, the executive producer, one of the producers from Heroes. He's going to be down there, so I'm going to try to connect with him. Let's see what else. I know it's going to be fun. We're going to go. I'm going down Thursday night. I can only stay one day, so I'm going to be Thursday night all day Friday. Leave Friday Saturday morning.
Oh wow!
So
okay.
it's where I know I'm missing the big Saturday and Sunday shows, but
yeah. I'm going to try and go next year, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I want to go to Comic-Con. I mean, just like I used to go to E3, only once did I ever go to E3, or twice, for work. The rest of the time, it's vacation. Go down, hang out with some friends, see some cool stuff.
Comic-Con is next week. I don't know which more I can say about that. They're doing an interesting screening of 300, I think.
What interesting, meaning the IMAX version? Or
no, they're doing it at Petco Field.
What?
They're doing it at Petco Field.
That's different.
Yeah, so it's going to be outside at Petco Field.
Speaking of which, random but logical segue, in about a week and a half, 300 comes out on HD DVD.
I actually was invited right now as we're recording this to go look at the DVD over in the other building.
And why aren't we there right now watching it?
Because we're doing the show. Show's more important.
No.
You want to go over after the show and take a look?
We could record later. Yeah.
Okay. So, because they showed me some of the interactivity that's in the HD DVD.
Right.
Have you read about this?
I've read about it. I've pre-ordered it.
Do you know what they do? So, because a lot of 300 is CG and whatnot.
Right.
You know, what the old kids call blue screen. That you can flip on a mode where in the lower left-hand corner, there's an image of what it actually looked like when it was being filmed. And then, of course, the big screen, the full screen is, right, you know, the movie itself.
So it's picture in picture.
Yeah. So you see the smaller picture is, you know, like the actor standing in front of a blue screen pit.
Right.
You know, so you can see what it looked like before it was all digitally done up, tarted up.
I read about that when I saw the announcement.
Right.
I want to.
It was cool. So we'll go see it after this.
Okay. I've already got a viewing party planned at my house for when it comes out.
Right.
So I didn't.
Maybe I already have
a
copy. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I got all sorts of crazy stuff.
If you have a copy, you're loaning it to me now.
I get all sorts of stuff in here. I have too much entertainment in my life.
Well, yeah, I know.
No, I have too much entertainment in my life.
No, I have the same. I mean, when you only, you know, when you get one game every couple of months, you
right,
treasure that game and you play it over and over and over
again.
Look at
this. Do you see this?
How
many DVDs am I holding here?
A couple inches worth.
Right.
That's a few.
These are all games that I have to look at.
Yeah. And it makes it much harder to appreciate them.
Yeah.
And you really have to force yourself to, I'm going to play this game for a while and I'm going to try to appreciate it by itself and not comparing it to all these other things right here.
I finished Overlord, by the way.
Good for you.
Yeah,
well,
that was
wait
great.
A minute. We've had this conversation before. When you say finished it, you mean what?
The entire story. I didn't get all the achievements.
Okay.
So I just went through the whole story. And I kind of screwed it up a little bit because you can play... It's kind of like, not like KOTAR per se, but kind of is in terms of you can play evil or nice,
right,
evil or not evil.
Evil or eviler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't do really evil, so I didn't get that achievement.
So you clearly have to do it again.
I was thinking about that. You know, people have heard me talk about this game. I love this game.
I was having a lot of fun with it. Are we in the games we're playing section now?
We are waiting for E's review of Bomberman coming up very soon.
Well, yes. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Bomberman, E's review of Bomberman Live coming up soon. And an interesting point about my first game of Bomberman. We'll talk about
your
that
first,
in a second.
Three games, to be more specific.
So anyway.
So I played Overlord.
Right.
There was one point at which...
I was playing it
way before you.
Yeah, you were.
But there was one boss battle where I got annoyed. There was a particular thing you had to do. It was pretty obvious what it was, and just I don't know if I was tired or frustrated or what, but the controls didn't want to cooperate.
Right.
And even though I knew what I was supposed to do, I couldn't pull it off.
You couldn't execute it, right.
And I turned the game off, and I haven't gone back. And I got distracted by other games.
If they're starting the 300 movie in 5 minutes.
Nope.
I just got an email in. Just
FYI. And it's in another building?
Yeah, it's so over a couple buildings over, which is fine.
But it's on Millennium.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was on main campus.
No.
Okay, so we will definitely walk over and catch the second half.
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, Overlord. So I haven't gone back to it. I was having a lot of fun with it, but it kind of like what happened to me with Guitar Hero and a bunch of other games. I got distracted, and I just haven't worked my way back yet.
You excited about Guitar Hero 3, by the way?
I am excited about Guitar Hero 3. I'm excited about Rock Band.
Okay.
I've already decided I'm getting both, and with Rock Band, I'm getting the full set.
Right.
Drums, everything. I'm going to have it all.
Okay.
I'm going to put it where my dining room table is right now.
How many pieces? There's 4 pieces, right?
Yes.
Two guitars, percussion, and vocal.
Isn't it guitar, bass, percussion, vocal?
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm not 100% sure.
Me, Trixie, we need a fourth for the band.
Well,
KP?
I was going to say, if it's going to be you, me, and Trixie, KP is the obvious fourth.
Right.
So, and four of us together have no musical talent whatsoever.
It'll be a disaster. That's going to be a YouTube disaster waiting to happen.
Well, KP and I already got on YouTube for our Halo 2 with Guitar Hero controllers. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so where were we? We're talking about Overlord.
Overlord. I think we're overlorded out at this point. I've actually been playing a lot of different games the last 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, you have. I know why, too.
I've been playing a ton of Project Silpede, which I have to admit I've gotten really into.
Did you get the review I sent you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to admit, Project Silpede, it's a lot of fun. I was not expecting to enjoy it like I am. Anyone who used to play the Wing Commander games, if you liked Wing Commander, you will love this game. Go buy it right now.
All
right. It's got a cool tech tree effect. As you complete each level, you earn points based
tech
on...
Tech tree?
Yes.
Why don't you explain that to people that are...
Okay, so anyone who's ever played on RTS, like Age of Empires, anything like that, gets tech tree. Civilization, Star Control.
Right.
There's someone evil
Trixie.
Standing outside your window.
She always knows when we're recording, because I put the little light on and it says I'm recording. Hello, Trixie.
She's just wandering by.
Do you want to come in? Do you want to come in?
Did you get me a Diet Coke?
No.
Could you, please? We'll still be recording when you get back.
Whatever.
Okay.
We'll run away.
All right, we were talking about E3 last week. Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to give your microphone? Sorry, actually,
sure.
So we were talking about E3, and how many Kobe burgers did you eat?
I split one with you.
Right.
So that was a half, and then I had a whole one, and then I had like four or five of those baby mini ones.
What did you think of E3 this year? Well, Ian and I talked about this beginning of the show, so you're about a half hour too late.
It was weird.
It was fun. You ran amok up on Hollywood Boulevard, didn't you, or Sunset?
I ran a little amok on the Wednesday night, yeah.
Right. Hard.
And then I paid
photos for it. Are on Xbox.com to prove it.
No, it's not photos of the amok. It was photos of the aftermath.
Yeah. I was up bright and early that morning. Where were you? Were you being pushed out of a cab that was slowing down in front of the hotel?
Funny. No. I know. We had a 10 a.m. conference call, and he's totally flipping me crap. Like, the whole team is on the call, and Mage is like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm in my room. And he's like, whose room is it? I'm like, God. Thanks.
Did you get away with that?
You know, my boss was on the call, too.
All right. So, what do you got going on? What do you got for Xbox.com? I have to be nice to you, because remember, whenever you're in, I'm always rude to you, but I'm not mean to be.
What?
I do not.
Okay. We've got a whole bunch of cool stuff coming up.
Hit me.
Uh-oh.
No singing.
Here it comes.
Actually, we were just talking about that. That's where you walked in. E, myself, and you, we're going to be in the rock band. We need a fourth for our band.
Oh. Oh, yeah, KP.
So where you walked in was we're trying to figure out what we're going to play. I mean, in terms of instruments. So are you percussion? Oh. Are you...
Oh, Trixie's vocals.
What?
Yeah, clearly.
Because I have the annoying voice, remember?
Always on vocals.
Okay.
Or the drums.
No.
Yeah, chick drummers are cool.
The one-armed guy goes on the drums.
Oh, right. If I cut off one of my arms, will you let me play drums?
All right, so it sounds like I have to play guitar.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Why don't we have Major sing?
No.
Come on.
No, it's awesome. No.
He has such a lovely, resonant voice, though.
No. You're on vocals.
All right.
All right, so we'll have to work on
that. Not singing any Lamb of God, though. Do they actually sing?
I don't know.
I think they suck.
All right.
Metallica's on there, so.
Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up?
Yes.
That's what that hand motion means?
Yes.
Have you been playing Uno, Major?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Singapore.
You and Video Monkey.
Me and Video Monkey.
What are you going to Singapore for?
The World Cyber Games Asian Championship.
You must go to the Philippines. I'm going to send you a video that you must watch.
Oh, the prison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sent that to me.
Yes, he sent it to me, too.
You're going over to Singapore.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really... I mean, I've never been to Asia at all. Like, it's a really, really, really long flight just to Tokyo, and then it's 7 hours.
You're flying through Tokyo, Narita?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You must get off and go to the bathrooms.
I was planning on it.
You'll see.
After 12 hours on the airplane, I'm definitely getting off the plane.
You're gonna have a great time.
Wait, are they going to be weird Japanese toilet seats that are like heated and have bizarre buttons?
God bless them. Yes,
no,
they are.
I don't like those. Those scare me.
Yeah.
Do you think they have those same wacky toilet seats in Singapore?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know what they have in Singapore?
What?
The Singapore Sling. It's a famous cocktail. It was invented at this one hotel in Singapore, and we're going to go there.
We'll have fun with that. So
there's some gaming stuff going on.
So we're going to see some good coverage on Xbox.com.
There's going to be some shopping. Yeah.
What are you going to buy in Singapore?
They have like the best shopping in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's all Trixie talks about. Every conversation we have, it ends with, I wonder if I can get a pair of Manolo Blahniks.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. Manolo Blahniks.
So we'll look for your update.
Oh, yeah. That was that weird conversation we had yesterday.
So you'll be offline for a week. Well, are you going to blog from there?
Yeah, I'm going to try. It's going to be some crazy-ass time, though.
Yeah, it's. I remember when we went to Tokyo last year, or when I went to Australia, it was just, it's goofy. goofy.
It's hoo-hoo.
Yeah, you're totally screwed up. So we'll have a good time with that.
Yeah, thanks.
Anything else? What are you playing? Got your son playing Overlord.
I know. He loves Overlord. He plays it like all day because there's no school, so he's just playing it all day every day. What have I been playing? You know, I haven't played anything, actually. I've had...
Ian and I are going to talk about Bomberman Live now. Did you play that?
No.
It's on arcade, so...
Yeah, lame. Bye.
Okay.
Whoa!
Not lame.
There's no dissing of the Bomberman.
Whatever, I'll diss whatever I feel like dissing.
I don't think so. Get out. Go.
Okay. Shoot. Thank you, Trixie, who's on her way. I apologize to the folks in Singapore. She's on her way. Find her. She's. Look at the dagger. Why are you daggering me?
That is grade A stink eye.
Bye, Trix.
All right. So we can want to segue into Bomberman Live.
I'm not to Bomberman yet. I have other games.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't done with Project Silphide, actually.
Okay. Yeah, Project Silphide.
I was going to explain Tech Tree. And then Trixie did totally randomly wander by on her way back from the kitchen to get something to drink. Where was I? Oh, so Tech Tree. So a little tip to everyone. Don't put the recording device down on the keyboard
on the laptop.
Because then it beeps. So all a Tech Tree is basically it's a simple, you know, think of it. You start at the roots and then it branches and each branch kind of has little branches off it.
Yep.
So you start at the beginning, and then you have choices you can make. Do you want to, you know, buy this machine gun, or do you want to buy this missile system? Do you want to buy this enhanced shield, or do you want to buy this, you know, shaft system that helps you on defense? And there are, let's see, about 8 or 9 different categories of things, beam rifles, machine guns, anti-aircraft missiles, torpedoes, particle accelerators, all that kind of stuff.
So E likes Project Silphide.
Yes. So you can spend points. You can equip your spaceship with the kind of weapons you want and then modify it for each mission with the things that are appropriate for the bad guys you're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on level 13 out of 16, I think.
Yes, you are.
It's getting hard, but it's a lot of fun. Definitely worth picking up. So I've been playing that a lot. I started playing Harry Potter because I was saving that because I wanted to see the movie first.
And you saw the movie.
I saw the movie, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is really good.
You like Harry Potter? I don't read any of the books or look at any of that stuff. So
I have not read the books, although I've always kind of meant to. But I've seen all the movies. Saw number 5 on Tuesday with a girlfriend. Great movie, actually. And the magical fight sequences were really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a good flick. So I started playing the game, which is... It's better than the average movie game. But the amazing thing is it's really true to the movie.
Right.
So the movie mostly happens at Hogwarts, which is the magic school that Harry Potter attends.
And even I know that.
Right. But the rendition of Hogwarts... is
in the game
really well done. It looks and feels like the movie.
Cool.
So very impressive. So I've been playing that. Played some Sonic on arcade.
Yes.
So the original Sonic the Hedgehog, which is one of those games I played the crap out of back in the day on Genesis.
Boy, did I do that too.
And
I knew all the hidden areas that you could get to in my day.
And things like you have to jump up at the very end of the level to get through the giant ring.
Through the ring, right.
On a stage. And just the startup music on Sonic 1, it's just, I love that music.
It was really
so
fun.
So I've been playing that. Golden Axe, which came out the same time as Sonic.
Golden Axe.
Another great game. I had to play right through that right away.
Yep.
And then we have Bomberman. So it's only been, 5 years or so that I've been screaming that we need to get an old school Bomberman on the platform.
5 years you've been asking for this.
So even a couple of years before we had Xbox Live Arcade on Xbox, I've been hollering that this is the game we need to get on the platform.
Right.
We finally have it. And oh my God, it is true Bomberman. They nailed it. It is absolutely true to the old, you know, whether you played it on Saturn or on your GBA or wherever.
This is it.
They nailed it. It's
now, last week I interviewed the guy from Hudson Soft.
Right.
And I told him, I said, he's going to want to see what this is all about.
Well, and I met one of the guys from Foundation 9 up in Vancouver that were actually doing a lot of the work for Hudson Soft. And I'm going to get his job title wrong. I think he's an assistant producer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this this was maybe 6 weeks ago when we were at a bar. And I was talking about the things I was hoping to see in the game, and he was like, oh yeah, you're gonna love it, trust me. It's just, yeah, if you like old school Bomberman, this is a no-brainer.
Uh-huh.
I played a ton of the single player. We played a bunch of the multiplayer the other night. You were there for some of it.
Yes, I was.
Supports 8-player multiplayer over live. It also supports 4-player local.
Okay.
Play. Even you can do 4 players on your local box and then play online with other people.
Right.
So great party game. And it the online play is just phenomenal. This is one of the best games on Live Arcade.
So E likes Bomber. I know you were excited about it and you were a little concerned.
I was a little concerned. I ran out of time. I was actually going to go count how many copies of Bomberman I have.
Is it 10?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I've got multiple versions for the Game Boy Advance. I've got it for the DS. I've got the GameCube ones. I've got a lot of copies of Bomberman. And this one is just, it's outstanding. I'm very happy with it.
And it's in the top 10 this week, too. Let me just pull up the list.
Yes. So while you're doing that, I'll tell the story. So we were playing multiplayer. It was myself and Ace and Duddits and some random person. I don't even remember his gamer
tag. Well, the guy who had like his
microphone,
his headset like up his nose or something.
Yeah. So he wound up leaving. But so we got you into the game.
Yep.
You were off playing. I invited you in. You were playing something else. I don't remember what you were playing.
Vampire Rain.
What? Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we dragged you into...
I was trying to figure it out, but...
We dragged you into Bomberman. And
thank you.
The first 3 rounds,
right.
You managed to blow yourself up within, like, 3 seconds.
Right.
It was beautiful.
Right.
I mean, it was like... The first thing you did is, I wonder what the A button does, and dropped
the bomb. Because I had not played it at all.
Right. But you at least kind of knew
what
it was.
Well, I bought it,
right?
And I had obviously purchased it.
Right.
And I played a couple levels, but I just really wasn't paying attention.
Obviously. Because, like, 3 games in a row... Major's dead. Major's
but the
dead.
Cool part about it was Major's I come back in the battle wagon.
No, it. Oh my! It's the revenge cart.
Battle
I know
wagon
you're doing
revenge
that just to piss me off.
Yeah, the battle
but
wagon.
It's the revenge cart.
So why don't you explain how the game works? People have probably trouble visualizing this.
So there's a pretty straightforward 2D maze, and it starts
it's a grid.
Out with a basic grid, and it's about half full of bricks. And you start off kind of in this corner, and you need to plant a bomb, and then when the bomb explodes, it takes out anything nearby it in north, south, east, west.
Okay, but you missed a critical point. When you place the bomb, and this is the mistake I made 3 times, you have to run out of the way.
Yeah, you place the bomb, and then you get somewhere where the explosion won't hurt you.
You got to get out of the blast radius.
So it's going to take a couple of seconds,
yeah.
But the bombs go off in straight compass sequence. There's
right.
The explosion goes north, south, and east, west.
Right.
So you just get off the grid a little bit, you get diagonal, you get behind something, whatever.
Right.
And you, as you blow up bricks, you find various power-ups that will make you run faster or slower, that will make your bomb radius go farther. In some cases, you can power up your bombs to the point where they'll go all the way across the grid.
See, that's the problem is I wasn't that familiar with the power-ups.
You didn't even need the power-up to kill yourself. You killed yourself, like, literally with the first bomb you placed 3 times running.
Right.
Which was, the rest of us were enjoying immensely.
Yes, I'm sure you were.
So,
but I made a comeback.
You did make a comeback. You got the hang of it eventually.
Right.
I did love the comment from the one guy, though. Are you the Major Nelson?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
But I love it when that happens to you, because that means they're not going, are you E?
Yeah, that's true.
So, but we played, I played with Ace and Duddits for, I don't know, a good couple of hours.
Yeah, I was
and
in there
we were
for
having a blast.
Yeah, no, I had a great time playing it, and my claim to fame is I actually got on the scoreboard as winning a game before you did.
Yes,
like 2 games.
I wound up several rounds ahead of you, I think.
Right.
But that time, yeah,
right. But that was let's be clear. That's the first and last time I've won a game since. So that's
it's a big hit, though. I mean, I've been talking about this game for a long time,
and it is actually it's the top Xbox Live Arcade title this week purchased, and then in games played, it is number 7 in front of Call of Duty and right behind Stuntman, Ignition Demo, and Guitar Hero.
And as far as I'm concerned, it deserves
that's where it belongs.
It Bomberman is a phenomenal multiplayer experience, but most of the versions of Bomberman were on like the Saturn. Bomberman has kind of been always considered
that was
the
16
classic.
Player, right?
It was, I was going to say 7.
Okay.
Actually. But
okay.
That's kind of always been considered the best version.
Right.
But, I mean, how many people had Sega Saturns?
Right.
So, not many people got to experience it. And then there were, some of the Game Boy versions had multiplayer, but I never ran into people to play it with. So this one, with the fact that it's on arcade and it's so easy to grab people off your friends list and play a game, it's just it's an outstanding way to spend some time.
Are we
going to
play this weekend?
I'll be playing.
The weather's not supposed to be very good.
It
hasn't been good.
The weather's gone to crap. I've got a bunch of chores I have to do this weekend, but I will definitely be getting Bomberman time in.
All right. What else?
What are you playing? I mean, I'm playing other stuff.
I just finished Overlord because I was offline for a week because of E3.
Oh right.
So I didn't have
Did you play anything on your DS while you were down there?
So I brought my DS with me because kind of what a lot of the games press does. I think I told you this is with the
PictoChat.
Right,
the
they
audience.
Do PictoChat during an event. So I brought mine to the Microsoft one. I was sitting behind stage, so I didn't get any good reception. I didn't get into any PictoChats. I was invited to the Nintendo and the Sony briefings, and I didn't see anybody in PictoChat in there.
That's a shame because it used to be classic.
Yeah. Getting at was, I kind of made a fatal mistake when I brought my DS. Do you want to know the cartridge I left in there?
Oh, no.
The Opera browser.
Major.
Completely useless when you're on an airplane. Completely useless. There's not even a mini game in there.
Wow.
So.
See, yeah. I'm trying to remember what's in mine right now. I think it's the latest Castlevania. I'm still working on that.
Yeah, Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. So I've been off. So I'm going to play that. I told you I played the first level of BioShock.
Yeah, and I might have tried it a little bit too. Now there's I don't know if we can talk about this.
No. I don't think we can.
Okay.
Next time.
Stay tuned. Yeah. BioShock, people will be happy. It's
So I'm probably going to throw in NCAA football to see what that's like.
Absolutely. I need to go back and I have to check. I kind of lost touch with my NCAA contact because last year they introduced the whole college stadium rating thing.
Right.
And Autzen Stadium was one of the loudest in the country, which is what it should be. And
for those of you Oregon fans.
Shut up. And I don't know what the stadium ranking is this year. I don't know how they treated us. I need to go find out. I don't know if I'm happy or not. So.
What else?
By the way, it's only 5.5 weeks until the opening of college football season.
Is Syracuse playing Husky?
Actually, Syracuse opens with UW.
Yeah, I know.
So
my next door neighbor
for Syracuse in a big, big way.
Yeah, because my next door neighbor is a UW grad, and it's at Syracuse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he wants to go up there for it. So maybe I'll go back east for that.
I go Syracuse. I never thought I'd hear myself say
that. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. E. Woo! So I think I'm going to play. I'm going to play NCAA. I want to throw NASCAR 08 in because that's going to be coming out. So the bigs. I was playing the bigs.
I haven't tried that yet.
It's fun because there's this first of all, home run derby, great. But there's this home run derby mode where they put you in the center of Times Square, and you get points for knocking lights and signs out.
Oh, cool!
And it's great because I've stayed in Times Square so many times. So I'm like, oh yeah, there's the Virgin Megastore. There's this. There's
right.
that. There's,
yeah.
So it's a fun little mode. So that's
okay. Now that I'm going to go check out tonight. I did not know that. Ooh, Bomberman's on the homepage.
Yeah,
we're
at Xbox.com right now.
Whoop
whoop. What else? The other, what else am I? What did you think of the Disney announcement? Disney stuff coming to Marketplace?
That's awesome.
I downloaded Alice in Wonderland.
So I got to give some props to some of the people on my team, Mike and some of the other people.
Yep.
Because that was a big challenge because that was a big secret around here.
Right.
Everyone knew there was a big video Marketplace announcement, but we weren't saying who.
Right.
But yet at the same time, we wanted the movies to be available like 1 minute after it was announced on stage.
And it was.
Yeah. And huge props to the team for pulling that off because that was not easy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, flip the switch and boom, I think there were 36 new movies available just at the flip of a switch.
Some really great stuff too.
Yeah.
Some good Disney stuff up there. So if you're into Disney stuff, go check that out.
And I think for a lot of that content, we're the only place you can get it on HD.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Because Disney is not putting out high-def DVDs and Blu-ray or HD DVD yet.
You're right.
They've announced themselves as, we're going to be on Blu-ray, but they're not shipping.
Yeah. So anyway, go check that stuff out. We also announced these things, the new controller colors.
And I was pleasantly surprised to see that pink's one of them, because I have a friend who's actually built herself a pink controller.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the pink Zune, I know there's a market out there for it. So it's nice to see we're you know, taking advantage of it. I don't get the blue at all.
Blue is kind of peculiar.
Does nothing for
me. Kind of this electric blue, not the light blue. There's a lighter blue.
Yeah. I love the black controller that came with my Elite. That thing's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
So anyway, that's to answer your question. So I need to get back into playing some stuff this week. I don't know what I have in here.
The games are really starting to flow right now.
Yeah, we need.
There's a nice steady stream of stuff.
You know what I played a demo of was Katamari.
Oh, that's right. Beautiful Katamari.
Beautiful Katamari. Yep. You came in here and played it on my.
Yep.
We were rolling the ball around.
And I've played more Katamari than you have.
Right.
Do you? You don't have a PS2, do you?
I had one.
You okay?
It's someplace in the house. It's gone. It's,
oh, okay. So I've played more Katamari, and it felt very Katamari-ish. It seemed right. And you're like, what are you doing? I was like, well, you roll these up, and you can't roll these. It's a very unique experience.
There's an art to Katamari.
But it's fun. So I'm looking forward to that.
So that's so I'm gonna try to play this weekend. My my wife has been away, so I have to clean the house this weekend. Anybody who is married and their wife travels away for a little while, you know what it's like, guys, right?
And there's pizza boxes all over.
Yeah,
and dirty dishes in the
stuff.
Sink.
Yeah, just whatever. So I got to take care of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing that this weekend. You know, I don't have any interviews. Normally we have interviews in the show, but this week was just such a crazy week. I'm gonna try to get a couple of guys in, like Mark Witten. I'm gonna try to get him on.
Yep.
I've had him on the show before. Witten. Mark is now in charge of the casual game stuff that we're working on, the big button controller, the Viva Pinata Animals.
Big button
pad.
Pad.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that mistake, aren't I?
You're gonna be doing that for months.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get work on getting him on. There's a couple other people that I'm gonna work on getting on, and I'm gonna probably bring my recorder to Comic-Con next week. I don't know if I'm gonna do a show next week because I'm gonna be traveling.
Yeah. Depends on how Comic-Con goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
So
I may just be totally crazied out. And speaking of Comic-Con, so I showed this to you yesterday, and we have to talk about the Indiana Jones thing.
Oh, right. That was awesome.
So we go to, was it IndianaJones.com?
Yeah, I think so.
IndianaJones.com. Let's walk through it right now because I want to make sure that you guys, and I'll put a link to this up on the blog.
This was hilarious.
So there's, you know, so for those people that don't know, why don't you start setting it up?
Who doesn't know about Indiana Jones?
When did it start shooting?
The Indiana Jones 4 started shooting fairly recently. Oh, boy. I think it was in the last month or two.
Yeah, I think you're right. So you go to IndianaJones.com.
Wait, get that theme music in.
Okay, you ready? You want me to get the theme? Okay, let me just do this.
I want the theme music.
There you go. I don't remember it being this slow. Anyway, so you go over to IndianaJones.com, and you click on, I guess, is it What's New? What's New? And then there's a video called Indy Arrives. It's from July 11th. And what it is it's basically just it's a short little, minute video maybe?
Yeah.
It's just showing some images from the set.
Right. Just people working on the movie.
They show his felt hats, the whips.
Right.
And now there's a shot that it's Steven Spielberg.
Right.
It is Harrison Ford.
Yep.
And George Lucas.
Yep.
And it's a very quick video shot. Now you have to go watch this because I picked up on this.
And you're gonna have to look very carefully.
And you look very carefully. And George Lucas, you know, is wearing a shirt. What does the T-shirt say?
Oh wow! It's Han shot first.
So you have to go see this. It goes by really quick.
Yeah.
But it's definitely there. I mean,
and that's one of the greatest inside jokes ever.
Right. And there he is wearing the T-shirt next to Harrison Ford.
And it's George Lucas wearing the
shirt. Right,
not some random dude on the set.
Right. So it's worth going. It's an interesting little bit.
I mean,
anyway.
Of all the people in the world who you would think would never wear that shirt,
yeah,
it would be George Lucas.
And because he was the guy that made the decision originally.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was kind of cool. So IndianaJones.com, I'll put a link up to that and try to deep link. You need to have QuickTime installed, so... Make sure you have your QuickTime.
Everybody by now has QuickTime.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else? What else we got going on? You want to do Name the Game?
Yeah. Let's do Name the Game. Yeah. Let's do Name the Game.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the Name the Game for this week. All right, E. That was easy because you played that game.
I saw the movie. I played the game. It involves short, cute things that waddle.
Penguins.
Penguins.
So.
Penguins for the win.
Surf's up. that was Surf's Up. It was a very, very, very quick clip, as you probably heard that. So Surf's Up. Congratulations to everybody that sent me an email. The person who won his Gamertag, Defying Gravity, and I think the I's are ones in this case, so Defying Gravity. Congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Turtle Beach Air Force One X1 headset for being the correct, for me pulling your name out of the hat.
And this week, you didn't go, wait, is that the right name? Is that, let me go look. You're getting the hang of that.
Yeah, I've been doing this
Air Force
for a while,
X1.
Air Force X1 headset. Well done. And we'll do another Name the Game right now. So let's go ahead and play Name the Game for this week. All right, so that's Name the Game for this week, E.
I know that one very well.
We should know what that is, for God's sakes. If you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Major@xbox.com, and we'll get you hooked up if you're the correct answer with some Turtle Beach swag.
There you go.
Right? And this is about the time of the show where
we bring in Funky.
So, Funky, bring it. Xbox 101 with Major Nelson. All right, when he sits in on the show, he provides us with his expertise around Xbox 101. Xbox 101 is the segment of the show where I kind of teach you something. We try to teach you something about your Xbox that maybe you didn't know, that maybe was new, that there's a lot of stuff going on in the Xbox. So, E, what do we have this week?
So, this week, this is one I don't think we've ever done before.
And I don't think we have.
Kind of a challenge for us to find Xbox 101s that we haven't done at some point in time.
Right.
And that's the wrong remote you just picked up
there. Yeah, I don't have that remote. So obviously people know it's remote related.
Yes. So this Xbox 101 is about the Xbox 360 media remote.
That's the big tall one.
Right. So there are two different remotes that people may have seen.
Mm-hmm.
There's the, what people refer to around here as the shorty. And this is the one that was bundled with the console at one point.
Right.
And then there's the universal remote, which is much bigger, has a lot more buttons.
Has the Windows Media Center button. It has a numeric keypad. That's one of the key distinctors.
Yes, there's an easy way to tell it apart. So. And it's the size of a standard universal remote. It's, you know, I don't know, 9 inches long, something
right.
like that.
Right.
So
basically what E's saying is that if you have the remote...
If you have the universal media remote, you can program it so it will control your television. So one less remote to keep out on the
table. Because there's a TV button on it.
Yes.
Okay. How do you do that, E?
So it's pretty simple.
Okay.
All you need to do is, well, first of all, turn the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
Second, find the remote, pick it up, point it at the TV.
Okay.
And then hold down both the TV button and the OK button.
The OK button's kind of in the middle of the directional pad.
I'll take your word for it since I don't have one in front of me.
You remember this all rote. Okay.
Yep. So hold them both down for about 2 seconds.
Yep.
And when you do that, all the keys are going to light up.
Yep.
And then once that's done, press the channel button.
Right.
And pick either channel up or channel down. Doesn't matter.
Well, actually, after you do that, after you hold those two keys first, all the keys are going to light up, but then the numeric keys stay lit. That's how you know
right.
it's in program
then
mode.
Then you're ready to go.
Yep.
So press the, let's say, the channel plus button.
Right.
And press it, and it will send a series of commands to the TV.
Right.
And if those are the right codes for your TV, then you can move on to the next step. If that doesn't work, press the button again.
So
wait a few seconds.
Up, 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 up,
yep.
up. And TV goes off.
You cycle through this until the TV goes off, and that means you found the right codes for your television. So after that's done, then press the TV button, and that tells the remote, I found the right code, I'm done, save this one.
Cool.
Then from that point on... when you hit the TV button to put the remote into TV mode, you can turn the TV on and off. You can change the volume, all that good stuff.
Good.
Ta-da! Universal remote. All
universal remote. And this is actually, this is in the FM, I guess.
What?
People that like to RTFM.
Oh, yes.
This is in the manual.
Yes.
So I know you probably take that manual. And that's one of the things that I hate about manuals nowadays is they're always like one page of interesting stuff and then 12 pages of warranties in 15 languages.
Well, it's the electronic equivalent of lather, rinse, repeat on your shampoo bottle.
Right. Exactly. Got to have those instructions. But that's good stuff. If you have a universal media remote, if somehow you came upon that.
Oh, so I have to comment on this just because it's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was washing my dogs the other day, and yeah, I know this seems really random, but it's related.
That's the strange look I'm giving you.
Yeah, like, it's what related the hell are you to the shampoo bottle comment, which just reminded me of this, and it's too funny not to share. So, washing my dogs, and I've got this, you know, I went shopping, and I got some dog shampoo that was, like, you know, healthy and didn't have any weird chemicals and things in it. And I happened to be reading the instructions, right before I was using it.
Right.
I don't know why, but I was reading the instructions. And among the instructions in there are, once your dog becomes wet, it suddenly becomes much smarter than you are. And it's impossible to catch.
And I that's was pretty funny.
Dying because anyone who's got a dog, it's so true.
Right.
The second you turn the hose on them and start to soap them up,
right.
Boom,
they're gone
like a shot.
Yeah.
And trying to hang on to them.
Forget it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, that is hard.
That was hilarious.
Thank you for that, E.
That was, yeah, that was a little random, but it was, anyone with dogs will appreciate that.
All right. So we're going to, we're kind of towards the end of the show. It's just been, it's been a you and me show.
Towards the end of the show.
Yeah. So we're running, because there's two reasons we're running out of gas. A, we're running out of gas, and B, we want to go see 300.
Yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about any gadgets you got?
Have I gotten any gadgets lately?
I'm getting a new flat screen TV for home.
I'm finally replacing my bedroom TV. I might do that this weekend.
I need to know, have people tell me where I'm going. Should I go to Costco and just pick up one of the Vizios? I know you like your Vizios.
That's what I'm doing. I'm buying another Vizio.
Yeah.
Because the TV in my bedroom is a nice, large CRT. But
right.
It's deteriorated over time, and the lowest volume setting is too loud. So I like to put the TV on and then go to sleep to it. But the lowest volume is actually loud enough that it now keeps me awake.
That's not good.
So yeah, so that doesn't work. So that TV's got to go. So I'm going to go to Costco and pick up another Vizio.
Yeah, I may do. Maybe let me know when you go, because maybe I'll do that, because the box won't fit in my Prius, so you'll have to bring it to my house.
my SUV will hold a couple of them.
Yeah, so. You can just stack them all up in there.
Actually, it might hold your Prius.
No, it won't. I miss my Prius. So I was renting that car last week. I rented this huge Chrysler because we had a ton of equipment and people to put in. I missed it. I want to thank the folks who have sent me the ringtones for the iPhone.
What?
They sent me the ringtones for the iPhone. You can't add your own ringtones, but somebody extracted them and sent them over to me to listen to, just to listen to.
Okay. Are they interesting? I have no idea what they sound
like. I like ringtones.
Like, so. Well, yeah, but I don't know what the iPhone ringtone sounds like. I haven't heard it.
You haven't, have you played with one yet?
I have not. No.
All right,
I talked to a bunch of people who have.
Right. You just haven't played with one yet.
No.
That's okay.
I mean, people have heard me talk about it. I'm not big on touch screens.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
What else? So anyway, I need to find a good TV for my office. I don't know what I'm going to get, Vizio or... We'll see. We'll come up with something. If you have any ideas, and send me... I'm selling my Toshiba tube. Remember that big one I have?
I should sell my... Maybe we can sell your Toshiba and my Sony as a package.
Oh, my God.
Anyone who wants Major Nelson and E's televisions?
Let us know.
Yeah. You have to come get them, though, because we can't
things,
possibly move them.
I have a Toshiba, what is it, a 34HFX. It's a good TV. It's the largest tube you could buy.
No, not a 34.
Yeah, it's
Mitsubishi. Number one, I have a 36-inch tube I'm selling.
Okay, maybe it's 36.
And number two, Mitsubishi made a 40-inch.
All right, so it was...
The Mitsubishi 40-inch tube is like the size of a school bus.
It's got to weigh this as much as a school bus.
Oh, my God. This thing's enormous.
So anyway, I pulled that out of my living room, and I just need to get rid of it.
See, the problem with my 36-inch is I can't move it. It takes, like, three people.
I had to have a couple. I had to have two of my next-door neighbors come over and round them up.
I'm thinking I may need to grab, like, KP and a couple of people and just go, hey, I'll trade you some beer for
I live next door to this. I live next door. My next door neighbor who I play, who's also my dentist.
Right.
He plays, he's on live, as you know, and he came over to help me. And then I also had my next door neighbor who's like 14 years old, 15 years old.
Oh,
met him, haven't you?
Yeah, I know who you're
And he
about.
Just, his parents don't let him play video games.
What?
Yeah. So he came over.
He lives next door to Major Nelson, and he can't play video games.
He can't play video games.
Oh, God.
But he's seen some of the videos I've done up on .com. So he came over, and I won't say his name. I'm like, you know, if you help me move, I'll let you play some Gears, you know, if your parents let you. You know, so anyway, so that was his payback. So 5 minutes of Gears, you know. But need a new TV, so EU and I should, it's going to, you know,
go to Costco.
Let's go to Vizio. Let's go look at Vizio shopping this weekend.
Yeah.
What else do I need for gadgets? I have this new phone, the Dopod.
I'm starting to... So, for everyone's benefit, we've talked a lot about the Dash.
Yeah.
This is the next hardware revision of the Dash.
It's a 3G version of the Dash.
Yeah.
I used it when I was down in
more importantly than 3G, though, at least personally, it's got a much faster CPU. That thing's snappy.
Yeah, it is pretty screaming. So I got to give that back to those guys. And I also got a new PC.
Oh, that's right. I love this story.
So,
it just gets better and better.
So let me back up a little bit. People have seen me post about my Games for Windows PC that the marketing team got me to use. You know, they lent it to me. I set it up here in the office. It's sitting right here.
Yep.
And it was I put Halo 2 Vista on it and Shadowrun, and they gave me this beautiful DirectX 10 card.
Right.
The DirectX, so I'm sitting here in the office one day, and he comes around the corner, he's like, what are you doing? I've got all the lights on in my office, I've got this thing spread out on the floor, and I'm like, the freaking thing won't fit.
And the first thing that runs through my mind is,
Major's an idiot.
This can't be good.
Right. Major's an idiot because he can't fit this in, so I'm like, what's going on here? So he can't get it in. Because it's just, anyway, long story short, is the DirectX 10 video card was too big for this case.
Right.
So I call my marketing team and I'm like, guys, thank you so much, but card too big. So this was like a month ago. So they finally got me a Velocity PC.
Which I've heard good things about. I have not seen any.
I have not had a chance to even crack it open the case yet. So I'm going to do that this weekend if we're not going to go get Vizios.
Or both. I'm starting to think I might have to get back into the gaming PC space. I mean,
really?
I've been exclusively console for a few years now. But now that Live's supporting PCs and, you know, we've got Shadowrun and Halo 2 right now, and we've announced Gears and other things coming.
Right.
We've got, I think there's about a dozen more games coming this year that we talked about at E3. So I'm starting to wonder, do I need to put together a gaming PC again? I haven't had one at home in quite a while.
Right.
I might have to. There's a lot of achievements there that I need.
Yeah, agreed. So I got the Velocity PC, and I'm going to play around with that this weekend. I'm going to do dual boot.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the question for me is if I do it, I'm probably also going to make it a media center. And wait a minute, Windows Home Server is RTM. Home server.
That's right.
So I do want to build a Windows Home Server box and
just crazy to
store all my photos and
all your digital stuff.
I have so many photos right now. Yeah.
And you shoot high res.
Yeah, most of my stuff's 5-6 megapixel. So
the other thing is, I talked about this on my last week when by myself. I'm looking at getting a MacBook.
Oh right.
And I guess I was reading someplace. I need to follow up on this because two ways that you run Windows in the Mac is either like in parallels,
right,
or you do a dual boot,
right.
And there's this other VMware, which is kind of similar to parallels.
Mm-hmm.
I read someplace that somebody got VMware. So they got Windows, so Mac OS is the host, Windows XP or Vista was the guest. But they were able to also dual boot into the guest OS. So you can either run it as a virtual machine or back out and do boot camp into that partition. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's amazing how virtualization has changed things.
Right.
I mean, we use virtual server for a lot of stuff in labs around here.
You do?
It's great. Oh,
you don't let me in the lab, so I don't know.
No. There's a reason why your badge doesn't open pretty much anything my team runs.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's really handy for stuff.
So anyway, I'm thinking about getting that, and I think September is when people told me the refresh was coming, but who knows?
There's always another refresh coming.
Yeah, there always is. All right, let's wrap up the show now, shall we?
Sure.
All right, I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with their secured and assured hosting environment. Thank you, guys, and also thanks to CashFly for caching my shows. E, you got anything to say?
Thanks and goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, that's it. Larry Herbeck's Box Live, Major Nelson, saying, I'll talk to you when I talk to you, because I don't know when the next show is going to be.
It'll be either next week or the week after.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's coming soon. Later. After showtime, we got to get over and see this 300 thing.
We need to go. Yeah, we need to go check out 300 in HD.
How's that coffee?
It's not bad. The espresso that Empire Coffee and Tea sent us. That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is good, isn't
so,
it?
Yeah. Good coffee is important. I earlier today I went out to lunch with a vendor of ours, good business partner, and at the end of lunch,
where'd you go?
Over to Redmond Town Center.
Okay.
Matt's. I love that place. Yep. Anyways, at the end of lunch, we're walking out. He goes, "You want to go get some coffee?" Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
So this is a vendor who knows his customer. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Coffee good.
Coffee good. All right.
I really think I'm going to need to do the PC thing. I mean, that's a lot of money to spend to play, you know, half a dozen games, and I don't know how often I'm going to play them. And I'm going to play them with the 360 controller.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
So, yeah, and do I really want to spend that kind of money? Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to build a nice one.
I saw one the Velocity had for $7,000.
Not that nice.
I mean, that's not the one I have.
I was thinking maybe, you know, $2,000 or something. And I'm hoping, because I know someone who works for AMD/ATI, so I'm hoping he can, you know, hook me up with a decent deal on a video card. So I don't
and a chip.
Maybe, yeah. But, I mean, the video card's the most expensive part.
Yeah.
I mean, the high-end video cards cost more than a 360. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. So, like, that big one I have was, like, $600.
Yeah, and it would be cool to have something like that, because I'm not going to hook it up to a monitor. I'm going to hook this thing up to my HD TV.
Right. Oh, they look great.
Which, yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
If I'm going to drive my TV at 1080i, I need a nice video card, because otherwise it's just not going to be able to hack it. So, I'm not looking forward to the idea of spending that much money.
All right, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go see 300.
What?
I do.
You're getting whiny.
Yeah, I am. Let's go see 300.
Okay.
All right. It.